Okay, it's Wednesday nights. American Idol has just ended. We watched it a little bit late, so a little late putting the podcast together. Reed Kerr here. With me is Kimberly Kerr.
Howdy.
Howdy, as always. American Idol, the post-Pia American Idol. The first thing I saw when I watched the screen is what was it?
I miss Pia.
We all do, I think. That was such a stunner. And we talked about that on our earlier DonkeyTaco.com podcast, which, by the way, you can now get these on iTunes. I forgot earlier to mention that in the other podcast, but if you're a fan of pop culture, Kimberly and I and Chris Stuckey, we try to keep you covered a little bit of everything on the podcast. This is American Idol centered here, but earlier tonight we did one with American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, Scream 4, Deadliest Catch, Justified, something else, Happy Ending, Happy Endings.
Yeah, a new show on ABC tonight.
Anyway, we did that. You can subscribe to us over on iTunes. And you don't have to worry about downloading these. You can just it'll magically appear on your phone.
You got to tell them what they need to search for.
Search for Donkey Taco. Search under podcasts. You can also find it under Read About It, which is R-E-I-D about it.
But if you do a search for Donkey Taco, what's going to come up is Read About It.
Probably at this point, yes. I'm still
no. Probably I did it today.
Well, I did it, and Donkey Taco actually popped up. So, and anyway, this
I'm just saying it didn't pop up as like the name of the podcast.
This is on my site, which is at Read About It.
Right. I'm just saying, if anybody searches for Donkey Taco and it says Read About It, you're in the right place.
Okay. And that's all the time we have for tonight, folks. Okay. American Idol has just ended. I feel sometimes like I'm too negative about American Idol. I am still watching it, and I'm not going to stop watching it. We always do this chronologically. Would you rather go chronologically or like our best to worst?
That would definitely mess me up since I took my notes, as they performed, and I'd be doing a whole lot of flipping around. So.
Is this something I should have cleared with the rest of the staff before I tried to whip it out in the budget
meeting?
Probably. Okay, let's go.
Can you cut this part out?
yeah, sure. This part won't air. This will be fine.
Okay.
Okay. Pia's gone, and every week, every reality show says it's the most startling ever, the most shocking rose ceremony ever. You won't believe what happens on Big Brother. This was actually a time where it was a holy crap moment. It was like, wow, the odds on favorite to win is gone, and there's still 8 contestants left.
It was a stunner.
Yeah.
You and I weren't home. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but we weren't home, and I'm not one of those people that, especially at this point, that I have to watch the entire hour or whatever and
go through the results show.
And don't want to know the results or whatever. So I mean, whenever we finished with what we were doing, I did get on my Facebook, and immediately I started seeing these messages, but people didn't come right out and say, you know, like Pia got voted off or whatever.
Like, oh my God.
It was just, yeah. And then somebody, a friend of yours, actually made a joke about Pia Zadora. That's the first one I saw.
Yeah.
And I was like, Pia Zadora, but he doesn't really watch American Idol. So anyway, so all right, it was Pia.
Yeah.
So, but it was a surprise.
And when you said, you saw it first and you said, have you checked your Facebook lately? And I thought that our buddy Chris Stuckey had posted something on there that made people angry again. And I said, what did Stuckey do? And he goes, no, not your Facebook, you selfish bastard. I mean, everybody's Facebook.
Egomaniac.
And I said, okay, well, it must be American Idol. Mm-hmm. And then, Pia must have got voted off. Because that's the only thing that would have been a big surprise. If James had gone, if Scotty had gone, it would have been a surprise. But Pia was just a stunner.
Mm-hmm.
I think people just forgot to vote. Nobody thought she'd go home.
I don't think anybody that was a Pia fan thought she needed their vote.
Yeah, exactly. We talked about it on last week's show. I said, if I'm voting this week, I'm voting for, I think Paul I was voting for last week.
Yeah, because we wanted Paul to stick around, but we figured he would probably be in danger of going home. So that's kind of the way I think. I don't really vote, but the times that I have voted, it's been because that I felt like someone was in danger of going home.
No one thought Pia was in danger.
No, I really thought she would make it to the top two or three at least.
Mm-hmm.
So
we start off. Pia's gone. Everybody knows it's a stunner. We're hearing that she's already signed with Jimmy Iovine's records. I wonder if she could perform on the final show. I wonder if they will just hotshot it that quickly. while we still remember her.
That would be funny.
I mean, that's American Idol is all about taking advantage of the opportunity. And you see these, they go on the tour and then they release the first album. And if they get it out quick enough, it hits. If they don't, you're gone.
Have they been releasing singles on iTunes? I haven't even noticed.
I'm sure they have. I don't know. I haven't looked. You know me, I'm afraid of iTunes.
You know, I think they've done that in the past, but to be honest with you, I haven't wanted to actually hear a song that any of the American Idols have performed. Mm-hmm. I haven't wanted to listen to it again.
I haven't felt
that way since Adam Lambert. You know, when he did the Mad, Mad World song, right. I immediately was like, this has to be on YouTube or some, you know, somebody's copied this and put it on there. I wanted to hear that again. And several years ago when Chris Daughtry was on, I really liked him. So I like scoured the internet to find anything I could find of his.
Chris Allen doing Heartless 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a pretty good moment. I think I bootlegged that off the off the Ellen DeGeneres show.
delete.
But now, thanks to the FBI, I don't have that anymore, and I'm living a fine, clean, carefree life.
Learned the error of your ways.
Yes. All right. So we start off with Paul, who has the Porter Wagoner jacket
first
in black.
Of all, okay.
Also, so.
They did this goofy, you know, Jennifer Lopez on cover of People magazine, most beautiful woman in the world kind of thing. And
okay, Jennifer Lopez. At one point, when we first noticed her in that dress at the Oscars that was just barely holding her boobage, she is a very attractive woman. But she is no more attractive right now than she was last year when she wasn't on American Idol and she didn't have an album out. This to me just seems like oh, it's the most beautiful woman we're currently thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I've never really been that big of a fan. It was one of those things where when she came out, she was very attractive, very hot, and she was in some good movies, and then she was just everywhere. She was in music and movies and TV and everywhere else, and I just burned out on her completely, and I'm still there, and her bringing her husband everywhere she goes also doesn't help.
What else does he have to do?
That's what I'm saying. Well, it's not like he's a house husband. It's not like she married Scott Baio or something. He does have a career of his own.
I think Scott Baio's still got some money. He kept his Charles in Charge money.
Yeah, and that Scott Baio is whatever those shows were. He's, you know, the guy that he's in with that he's good friends with. With a couple
the
of
kid
guys.
From
Hervey. Jason Hervey.
Yeah, from the Wonder Years.
Right. Also, they are friends with Eric Bischoff, who was a wrestling promoter. Wrote a book, Controversy Equals Cash. It's kind of enlightening, even if you don't like wrestling. I think maybe he might have said to Scott Baio, hey, you know that Twitter? Why don't you just go be absolutely fucking insane on it? Why don't you just go slap nuts crazy on that so people will talk about you?
He is kind of crazy on there.
Yes, he is. Not like Gallagher crazy, but he gets into it with people that, you know, if I was on Happy Days, I wouldn't bother returning the Twitters of, but he seems to like it.
You know, he should replace Charlie Sheen on 2.5 Men. I could see that.
You know who I heard saying that the other day? Scott Baio. So, you know, Willie Ames, probably.
Okay, and what was up with Steven Tyler this evening, what he was wearing? Now, I'm fully aware that Steven Tyler does not dress like normal 60-year-old men or however old he is, and don't want him to.
He's a rock star.
And I usually don't have a problem with what he's wearing, but early on in the show tonight, it looked like he... I don't even know. It didn't
flowing.
Look like a regular little blouse. He was just looking... more fruity than usual.
Hey, whoa. Watch it, Kobe. Cool off. I didn't know when they first said the most beautiful woman in the world, and then they panned the camera over. I wasn't sure if they were talking about Jennifer or the long-haired person next to Jennifer also wearing a blouse.
He actually looked like something my great-grandmother would wear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just very blousey,
And he can carry that off. If I wear that, no chance. You know, if your minister wears that to the family night supper, he ain't going to carry it off. But Steven Tyler is, whatever you think of him, he is a legitimate rock star, and he can wear anything he wants. He can sexually harass women who are less than a third of his age, and we still go, that's Steven Tyler.
Yeah, you expect it from him.
Yeah, that's part of the appeal. Yeah, he's been in charge
of
innuendos.
He's not going to be on probation like Lawrence Taylor or anything anytime soon, I hope.
Probably not. If you're at a party and Lawrence Taylor shows up, leave. Just get out of that.
Lowest level of sex offender, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He was. So anyway, American Idol, the show that we watched.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about.
All right. You want to run him down?
Paul.
I love Paul, but good Lord, that was not a good song. He did old-time rock and roll. From the first notes, it sounded off.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. When I watch American Idol every week, I try to think of, from this show, just from this performance, whose album would I buy? If it popped up on iTunes or on Amazon, which is actually where I get my music, you know, the new album from this American Idol guy, $5. What would I take a chance on? A lot of weeks it's been Paul. This week with that old time rock and roll, I couldn't.
I thought it was pretty bad. And
not good for his voice.
No, and I really do like Paul, and I've kind of been rooting for him, even though I don't think he's going to be, you know,
I agree. Yeah.
One of the contenders, I guess. But he hasn't changed at all. We were kind of talking about that earlier, that, you know, who do you think has improved or whatever? And although I don't really think any of them have necessarily evolved, I don't know, it was awful. And the suit that he was wearing.
The black Porter Wagoner suit. He has that in white also.
You know, Randy stole your line about Porter Wagoner.
Yeah, Randy. Hit me up, dog.
But you know what came to mind when I looked at him was kind of like he was Liberace and Johnny Cash's love child.
Yeah. Yeah. It looked odd. He can't carry that off the way Steven Tyler could.
No.
He's not there yet.
I don't understand why he's going for that look. It's so Vegas or lounge lizard. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's very odd.
It really is. The jacket, it's distracting. With that and the teeth and the stumbling on stage and the picking bad songs,
if you have to wear something all blinged out like that, just wear the jacket. Yeah. You know, don't wear the whole suit. The matching underwear is probably really rough on it. They're probably kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, I like Paul, but I don't think he's helping himself any.
And, you know, and keeping with the judge's whole theme for the season, Steven didn't have anything negative to say to Paul, but he didn't really have anything positive either. It was just kind of like, not necessarily that he liked the song, but he said something about, hey, I want your outfit.
Yeah.
And you hear the way the crowd responds to you. Mm-hmm. He didn't say that was a great song. I mean, he was actually kind of careful. I don't know that he can say anything negative. And to me, it's becoming more apparent to me that he is the new Paula Abdul.
Mm-hmm.
If he has to say anything,
he's sitting next to the other one.
Yeah. Well, J-Lo is actually more critical than the other two, I think.
J-Lo, she wasn't critical at all on this show. One exception, but she apologizes every time she has to say anything vaguely negative. If I had just one criticism about you, it would be, if I had to come up with something, you know, to complain about, it would be this. That's what you're there for. And really, with American Idol, and I get this from people on Facebook and other places we post this, there are some people who like American Idol and don't want to hear any constructive criticism. And, you know, those people just, they like the fact that everything is great. I don't get you people. I really don't. Because everything is not great. You're fooling yourself. This is not the greatest eight musicians that we've ever had at this stage of the game on American Idol. Certainly not without Pia. And if they're not actually getting any constructive criticism, I hope that when the cameras are off, that Jimmy Iovine is just ripping the hell out of them, trying to teach them things. He seems like... He and even Will I Am, it's like, okay, well, if they're not going to take him on stage and embarrass him, at least here in the studio, I'm going to have to yell at him because they're not getting any better.
Yeah, tonight's the first night, really, that I felt that he was really kind of getting on to him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that in a minute, too.
And they're ignoring him, yeah. Okay, next song was Lauren. She sang The Climb. She sang a song from someone who's the same age as she is, basically.
Lauren's 16 and Miley is 18.
Oh, well, there you go. She's an upperclassman.
But Jimmy did point out the fact that Lauren has a much stronger voice than Miley.
Well, yeah, she does. She has a good voice, and this is way, way much better of a choice than last week.
Natural woman.
Yeah, so I thought it was good. She wasn't, you know, dressed like a cyborg rodeo clown like she was last week. You know, I thought
was that last week?
I think it was last week. The Gwen Stefani thing?
Yeah. The little date.
Not everybody can dress like flattering. Gwen Stefani. Gwen Stefani dresses people like she dresses.
I love the way Gwen Stefani looks, but that's her style. Right. And it doesn't really look right
off
on everybody.
Helen Mirren can't carry that off. She can. Lauren, I thought Lauren was good.
I thought she was good.
Steven said something. Do you remember? I think it was the last year Paula was on. It was the year Paula was on there and Kara was on there. And Paula felt like she had to say more coherent things.
Yes,
and
like you, somebody was.
You could obviously tell she had watched the rehearsal, written everything down, and either was pulling it off of the prompter or had somebody feeding it to her, because she was saying things that Paula Abdul should never say, much less say all of them in a row. Mm-hmm. Listen to Steven Tyler sometimes, because Steven Tyler says things as a rock star that are utter gibberish. That are like motivational posters. He told Lauren, I love what you bring to a song and what a song brings to you.
Yeah, I did catch that.
What is that? That's nothing. That's I like the way you sing a song. I like the way that song sings in you. It's one of those things that if you're Zen, you can get away with saying it. That's not something, okay, we mentioned him earlier, that's not something Lawrence Taylor can say to his 16-year-old prostitute and sound romantic. You know, you can't. I love the way you drink that soda, and I love the way that soda drinks in you. It's just gibberish. I don't know what it is. It's not you're a little flat in the 16th bar. It's... I don't know what it is. All right. So I thought Lauren was okay.
I thought she did a good job. Her phrasing was a little odd in certain places and stuff. But she does. I do agree that she has a stronger voice than Miley.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I don't have any problem. The voices on this show, I think when some people say that this is the strongest cast ever, they may be just talking about pure strength of their voices. They have strong voices. They're just using them incorrectly. They're not using them to their maximum effectiveness. They're not using them on the right songs.
I'm hoping that you're excluding the next person that we're getting
Stefano,
ready to talk about.
End of the road.
I hope it is the end of the road.
Okay, to begin with, nice of Randy to dress like he was in Boys to Men for this one.
That was my line.
I'm sorry. It's true. I was looking and I just glanced up and I noticed, oh, well... Look at that.
Liked your little organ grinder.
He did. He looked a lot like he should be standing by an organ grinder. You know, the tie that doesn't fit, the bad sweater.
Yeah.
Stefano, dude, Stefano is total karaoke.
Who would pick that song? And, I mean, the fact that it was from a movie, I didn't even know that Boomerang had a soundtrack.
Wasn't Breathe on that? Oh, probably something else from her. No, yeah, you're kind of stretching with it. But when he sings, it's just like when he sang Hello. He's just singing loud. He's not singing with emotion.
When we were watching it tonight, I was looking at him, and I don't know what it is about him, the way he sings, that just is so wrong. You said it was very karaoke-like, and it is, but it's... I don't even know. It's just weird. I go back to what I said about him singing Hello. It's like he doesn't understand the words. Mm-hmm. Like this is a third language for him. I don't know. I mean...
To me, like he was dressed tonight. He just had on like a raggedy shirt, torn jeans, and giant sneakers.
They looked like granimals to me. Couldn't you just see him as a little kid on a playground?
It looked like he just got off work somewhere and like, hey, we're meeting at the Oyster Bar. Come on out. Hey, we do some karaoke? Hell yeah. Gets up. They you know, D13, bring me some Boys to Men. And he just sings like he's trying to get laid.
Wanted to strangle Randy with one of Steven's scarves when he said that his friend Wanye or whatever that guy's name is from Boys to Men. Mm-hmm. It always looked like Wanda to me. When you ever see his name in print, it looked like Wanda.
I've never met him, so.
Okay, no. But when he was like, you know, my friend Wanye or whatever, you know, would say you just killed that. You know, he was saying that he did a really awesome job. I don't understand what the hell has happened to Randy. I mean, does he just feed off of everybody around him? And if there's like positive energy, then he's positive. When Simon was there, he tended to agree more with Simon.
I think Randy has seen that the other two are not going to give constructive criticism.
Why doesn't he want to be the bad guy? Why doesn't he want to be the Simon?
Because not everybody can be the bad guy. I couldn't be the bad guy.
Well, it's probably too late for Randy. I mean, but like I said, he used to be more of a bad guy than he is now.
But
Simon, they just wanted this to be the Pollyanna American Idol season.
A lot of people watching the show do. A lot of people don't remember what it was like to see somebody get better? That's the question on American Idol. Right now, in the week of eight, who is better than they were a month ago?
I don't think any of them are. Now, you know, I hate Jacob, but I actually do think in some ways he is better. I think that they have harped on it enough for him to kind of control his voice and not, you know, scream mm-hmm. all of his lyrics.
We'll get to Jacob in a second. I agree. And you detest him for some reason. I actually thought he did a good job tonight. We'll argue about that. That's probably a couple minutes down the line. Okay. The next one. Thank God Scotty got back to his country roots. Don't you think?
Okay. First of all, I should send Scotty a thank you note, because if he would have actually performed Everybody's Talking at Me tonight, mm-hmm. yeah. I don't know. That's one of my favorite songs. And if I had to watch him,
did you just me?
Yes. If I had to watch him sing that song with his, okay, even in the rehearsal when he was singing it for him, mm-hmm. he looked like he had a mouthful of Sour Patch Kids. I don't know how to describe the manic, like, contorted looks on his face when he sings. He always has his head cocked to the side. It drives me nuts. He looks like Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine. Mm-hmm. And I can't get that out of my mind when I watch him either. I mean, I'm sure he's a really good kid. And he seems really true to the whole country thing. And right. that's fine, too. I mean, but... Oh, I just can't stand the way. And I thought it was pretty cool that Jimmy wanted him to sing Everybody's Talking at Me, and he decided he wanted to sing, surprise, surprise, something from Pure Country.
Yes.
I guess maybe that they didn't have the rights to, like, you know, the Urban Cowboy Looking for Love.
That would have been good. Looking for Love, maybe even All Night Long from Joe Walsh. That anything to see him sing something other than the most country song on the menu. You know,
hey, George Strait was in a country in a
exactly.
movie once.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Hey, Scotty, you do something from 8 Mile? Yeah.
I was trying really hard to think of a song from Rhinestone with Dolly Parton and
Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. No, I wonder if that movie is even on DVD.
If any hits
I
from think that. It's... And then, you know, of course, you know, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. But
Texas
I can't see.
Is all
yeah.
Yes.
I can't see Scotty singing something from
no.
that.
No. Scotty. Okay. Scotty's another example. Scotty has a good voice. Scotty knows what he wants to do. He's a country singer. He doesn't pretend to be anything other than a country singer. But no one is telling him, okay, you know, I've worked in radio and television for most of my life. It's very important to go back and look at what you're doing and listen to what you're doing. Like when I was doing play-by-play for football games and basketball games, I would always go back and listen to my tapes, because you will hear things about yourself that it's very easy to spot for everyone else, but you can't do it while you're singing it, while you're saying it. And you will notice things like, oh, I do the same thing every time this situation comes up. Scotty has the same facial expression to start every song. He has the same phrasing for everything. He's got that sort of reverse Johnny Mathis country vibrato.
Don't talk shit about Johnny Mathis.
I love Johnny Mathis. I'm just saying, he does the same thing the same way every time. And he could expand his repertoire by breaking out of that. If you do the same thing every time, people will get tired of it. He's done a country song for 2 months.
Why don't they give him hell about that, like they did Pia about ballads, which may have got her kicked off the show?
Maybe that's it. Maybe, like, let's leave the constructive criticism out since we got the number one candidate voted out this week. But Scott, thank God Scotty got back to his country roots with Cross My Heart and did, you know, it's... Scotty is good, but Scotty does not step out of what he does. And he's only, I think, 17.
Yeah.
But if you don't force someone to expand, they're not going to. And he'll stay right in that little pocket. That's it. I mean, Scotty's secret to winning is by being the least offensive choice when you get to the final two. And he could do it. You put Scotty up against James, Scotty's going to win. Because America will trust Scotty more than they trust James. And as we've proven before, when you get to the last two, it doesn't matter who everybody thinks should win. It's who the vast masses of America who no longer have their candidates to vote for choose to be the least offensive, Chris Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Okay.
Damn you, Danny Gokey.
If he hadn't tried Dream On, he'd still be singing. I'm telling you. If he'd done Sweet Emotion instead of Dream On, Danny Gokey might have been American Idol. Instead of whatever he is. Okay, Casey was next. Casey, I love Casey. I do. because I like music no one else likes. And that's what
I agree
Casey,
with that.
That's what Casey seems to do. They suggested In the Air Tonight, which you're a big Phil Collins fan. Not of the last 20 years, but before that. And I understand that.
Phil Collins rocks the house. Probably no one will get that South Park reference. But
that was from the one where they were all
the Ritalin episode. The Ritalin episode, yes. Seeing the little Christina Aguilera monsters. Yes. Cartman was the only one that could see him.
He was going to do In the Air Tonight, and he decides he's going to go with Nature Boy instead. To begin with, I think he would have done fine on In the Air Tonight. It's a well-known song that everybody can get into it, but he would have done it his own way, and that's cool. Nobody knows Nature Boy except for Steven Tyler's mother, who, let me point out, Steven Tyler's mother is in her early 80s, if she's still alive.
When they said Nature Boy by Nat King Cole, I said, huh?
Not a popular song with the, you know, American Idol crowd.
No, and I mean, there is something to be, just like we talked about Glee, when they, this big hoopla about Glee doing original songs. I don't want to hear those kids sing original songs. I want to hear them sing the songs that I've heard for years, or a new song, and see how that they, you know, do it differently or whatever. Right. And I feel the same way about American Idol. I don't want to see somebody go out there and sing some obscure song and, you know.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw Casey with his stand-up bass, which, didn't he just do that last week?
I think it was 2 weeks ago. Because he made the stand-up bass hot again, yo.
Yeah, it's real hot.
I see guys on the bus all the time carrying stand-up basses to and from, you know, going downtown, put the hat out front for quarters. Yeah.
I mean, even when he was rehearsing, he had this whole Popeye squint going on, which is not attractive.
No. I really like Casey. Casey and Paul both, I really like, and they just don't help themselves every week. Casey had style in this one. It's a song, I liked it. I can't see America liking it. You know, and he's been by, we have five of the last eight who have been in the bottom three already. And
Casey's been voted out already.
Casey's had to pack his stuff in a knapsack and be pulled back from the loading dock once.
He almost had to go out and meet Julie Chen.
Gratuitous Big Brother reference. Love it.
Oh, I can't wait till Big Brother this summer.
You know, we're having Hetrick over when that happens, right?
Awesome.
Absolutely.
You need to clean up the shithole.
I need a little help with that. All right.
We're in Reed's office / studio, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm surrounded by action figures.
Well, that's weird.
I'm feeling quite safe, though.
Yes. Well, the greatest heroes of Marvel and DC are here with you. All right. Before you get back to harassing me, Haley was next. She did Call Me.
Okay, wait. I wasn't done with Casey.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk. Good Lord.
I was
quit
talking.
Making fun of my action figures. Get back to what you're doing.
You just had to move on to a different subject, so I quit talking about your massive comic book.
Do you
collection.
Have something to say about Casey?
Okay.
Okay.
While Casey is performing, I, of course, am thinking, this is it. Casey's going home. You know, this is not a song that I necessarily enjoyed. Now, I mean, I like Michael Bublé and, you know, and all that. I just know that most people that watch American Idol are more into mainstream stuff. And Simon knew that, too.
Simon, by the way, let me just point this out. Simon was good because, well, number one, he would say anything. Number two, he had a British accent. So you can say just the worst things in a British accent and people will take it okay, you know. And the other thing was, he had the average musical taste of every human being. He wasn't good. He wasn't a singer. He wasn't a dancer. He was not a producer. He just had average musical taste, and he knew what people liked to listen to. He had no other skills. He didn't play bass on a Journey album like Randy did. He just knew what people liked to listen to. And that simple fact is eluding some of the contestants. Nobody's there to go, you know, I know you love this song, and I know that Steven's 80-year-old mother loved this song, but the 16-year-old kids who live on Facebook have never heard of it. And they've never heard of Nat King Cole's coked out daughter either. So we're like three generations removed from that. I'm sorry. Did you not see that Good Morning America interview?
Are you talking bad about? That's just wrong.
I'm sure she's clean now.
Well,
but
she just had a kidney transplant.
Go back and look at the Good Morning America interview. It was hilariously bad.
Speaking of Randy playing for Journey, if he wasn't on that loading dock playing his bass as they walk down the dock singing What song was it? Don't Stop Believing?
No, Separate Ways, Worlds Apart.
Separate
That was
ways.
Not him. No.
I know it wasn't him.
It was Ross
so
Valerie,
he doesn't exist.
So.
He was never in Journey.
He was on. He's been on a million studio albums, but as well, you know, nobody knows a bass player. He played on the Journey Raised on Radio album, but just as a side man, he was never a member of Journey. But he's now the American Idol guy.
So he's like a studio musician.
He's a studio musician. Yes.
Did I ever tell you that I went to see the new Journey, the Steve Perry replacement?
Was it when they had the Filipino Steve Perry singing for him?
Yeah, and he sounded just like Steve Perry.
The stuff that I heard was really good. Well, I mean, it was really Steve
Perry.
It was
actually kind of funny because I saw like Journey and Styx like the same summer,
mm-hmm.
and they had replaced Dennis DeYoung with some new dude too. And you just know that Steve Perry, whenever they wanted him to go out on tour, he was just like, what are they going to do without me? I'm Steve Perry. I have a very distinctive voice. They're never going to find somebody to replace me. Damn if they didn't. They found Steve Perry with a perm.
Yeah. And then they replaced him with another guy who still seems like Steve Perry.
Yeah. Who knew there were so many Steve Perrys out there?
Where were these guys like in the 80s and 90s when that would have been even better? I guess they weren't born
yet. It's like when I went to see the Black Neil Diamond.
Is there really a Black Neil Diamond?
Yes. He goes by the name Black Diamond. And he's this little, short, I think gay, black guy. And he wears the sequin shirts and all that stuff. And he sounds exactly like Neil Diamond.
That is the secret to being popular. It's just waiting out being unpopular. Okay? Neil Diamond, like late 70s, king of the world. 80s, we're after Heartlight, joke. 90s, nobody knows him. 2000, huge again. Tony Bennett, up, down, back
he
up again.
He has his own station on Sirius Radio.
Yeah. If you just can hang on long enough to from being uncool, you'll be cool again.
Vanilla, I've always loved Neil Diamond.
Vanilla Ice, you know, biggest selling artist in the world with that awful thing. Then he's gone forever. Then he shows up on a VH1 reality shows and he's building a house somewhere. At least we know who he is. If
well,
you
that's
hang
not like getting
enough.
A Grammy or anything. I mean,
no,
he's...
you're not. But you'll become part of the pop culture again. Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow hasn't been cool in 20 years. Shows up on Family Guy. Oh, Quagmire! Boom! He's popular again. You know, it's just a matter of hanging in there through the uncool years.
David Cassidy,
cool, uncool. He's the first guy thrown off of Celebrity Apprentice. Maybe that's a bad example. Haley. This was significant because I checked the watch at the 1 hour and 3 minute mark of the show. Randy made the first constructive criticism. I am not kidding. Everybody else, Paul, Lauren, Stefano, Scotty, Casey, got nothing but love. Nothing but great job, man, dog. You the greatest from all three. It was not until Haley, who I think they know is going home, that they said anything bad at all.
Yeah.
And even then, Randy just said, you know, it's not the right song for you. Which is great, because it wasn't the right song for her. She sounded bad. A song is too mature for her. She's singing a song from a disco sex symbol in a movie about a male prostitute. She can't carry that off. It didn't go well.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
and there's one other thing about this. If the last... To me, you know this... that you always remember the first thing that you see and the last thing you see. Everything in the middle is... That's why they try to load the front and the back of the show with stuff that will keep you tuned in. The end of the show, they always show the little montage of everybody put together. So, hey, Paul... Here's Paul singing old-time rock and roll. Here's his number. Text to something. They show Haley, and they show her hitting the chorus of the song, and she's not in key. It doesn't sound good. She sounded better at other parts of the song, but they showed that it doesn't sound or look good. That combined with the fact that she was the first one they actually noticed sang the wrong song, it makes me feel like they're sort of pushing her out the door.
Maybe so.
I mean, she would be expendable for their purposes, even though Jennifer Lopez doesn't want to lose another girl. It just seems like the odds are stacked.
And Stephen cracked me up with the whole... he didn't really have anything good to say about the song. He was just like, oh, you know, I kind of agree with Brandy. And he was like, but you look great.
Yeah.
That is so Paula.
Yeah.
I mean, and he said something about looking up her dress. I didn't rewind it and listen to it.
It's the old, a lot of Steven Tyler's lines are just things that he's been saying on stage for years, vague sexual innuendos. So here's looking up your old address, that kind of thing. I'm not sure if he means them or if it's just part of his snappy patter at this point. Because I don't know. He is in the 60s. Creepy. Right. Okay, next, your favorite.
Woohoo, Jacob.
Jacob, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And this started, and we talk about the judges will not give any constructive criticism or advice. Jimmy Iovine, yes, you pointed this out on the last show that Jacob said that if he was in the bottom three after singing Man in the Mirror, then it wasn't because of him, it was because America didn't want to look in the mirror. And America promptly put him in the bottom three because they don't stand for that. And Jimmy, I kind of let him have it.
He sure did. I was cheering him on because that's, I already didn't like Jacob, but I really disliked him after that because it was so arrogant. He's not American Idol. I mean, he's not Elvis. I mean,
for God's sake, pander. That's what you do to stay
exactly
on the show.
What's up with all the confidence? I know that everybody's been kissing your ass all season and telling you how you could release a single tomorrow, but he's apparently let that go to his head. But yeah, Jimmy actually said to him, he was like, you know, you don't preach to 24 million people. You don't even have a record.
Yeah.
And I really liked that. That was pretty cool.
I do like the greater and the influence of Jimmy Iovine and Will I Am.
He must have needed a part-time job, and I don't even understand how he has time to do anything because the Black Eyed Peas come to everything.
They are never not at a show. They're at a bowl game. They're at the
Super
Bowl.
They're always singing badly somewhere.
They're at a boat race. It does. They're always playing. I did. What was Will I Am wearing? He had that big sash on his arm. Like he was like a security guard at Neverland or something. I don't
what. That's what it reminded me of was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know what? I've actually kind of got a kick out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Especially this show, he was kind of funny. He tried to make several witty little comments.
Yeah, they had a good one about James. We'll get to in a second. But yeah, that is actually, I guess, where the constructive criticism is coming. And you know, anybody that's produced Bruce Springsteen and U2, I would listen to, and yet still they don't listen to Jimmy sometimes. But Jacob did Bridge Over Troubled Water. What did you think, since you hate Jacob with the white hot passion of 1,000 Different Suns?
He seems like he's being tortured when he sings. He seems just, what's always aggravated me about like guitar players and stuff like that, mm-hmm, when they're playing like something really high or whatever, they get this pained expression on their face. That's what I get when I look at Jacob. I mean, it's like he's trying to express these lyrics, which is the complete opposite of Stefano. He just looks like he's in pain, physically, mm-hmm, in pain, and it's just very overly dramatic. And I'm not saying he did a bad job. I'm not sure I can be objective about Jacob anymore because I really don't like him. And I don't know why
off.
I don't like him. I mean, I usually root for the gay guy. He's just too churchy for me, too, you know, too gospel, just too over the top and too arrogant.
Well, I said this. He's got a very powerful voice. He has no idea how to use it.
He's doing better.
Everything that he sings, It sounds, whether it's religious or not, it sounds like it came from a church service.
Yeah.
And he's been awful at times this year. That said, I thought he was good. I thought he closed out Troubled Water. I thought he did pretty well on it.
I like that song. I mean, but like I said, I just like to bitch about Jacob, apparently. I mean, I
he's your stalking horse. He's the one you look at.
I guess. I want him to go home.
He's your white whale. You're following him. Okay. You ready for James?
I wonder if he's on Twitter.
I don't think those people are allowed to Twitter or Facebook,
sure,
during the show.
I've been following Pia.
Is this something that she just got in the last week?
Probably.
Was her first tweet something like OMG? WTF?
Well, you know, every interview she's given, she said that she had a feeling she was going to be going home.
Right. You know, if you go home and you're able to do something with it immediately while the show's still on the air and people remember you, it's not a bad thing. She was easily the best. But now,
when it got to the judges talking about Jacob's performance, mm-hmm, Stephen had got to the part of the night, you know, where he, I don't know if he's had a few drinks or what, but he was not making any sense when he was trying to tell him that his crescendos, he said crescendos and innuendos.
Yes. And it took him a while to get those words out also. Yeah. Jacob wouldn't even sing a Marvin Gaye song. He got no innuendos. He's got no innuendos. It's there.
That boy's got no game whatsoever. I mean.
Okay, last and not least, the show closer. James, who lives and breathes heavy metal. James, the bastard son of Ronnie James Dio, loving the metal.
He's way too tall to be Ronnie James Dio's son.
I know. I'm just kidding on that. But he believes
in metal.
I love
James. I just realized he's like the only one that I really like and that I'm rooting for.
Well, there's... I don't know. In the round of eight, with no Pia, with a round of eight, I mean, literally, there are
six
contestants.
What kind of name is Pia, anyway? Every time you say that, I'm just like, Pia.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't personally know any Pias. But at the round of eight, there's probably six of them that I would not be surprised if they were in the final
two. Is Pia Zadora the only other Pia you've ever heard of?
Pia.
Not a lot to live up
Pia Zadora,
to.
Pia Zadora, Pia. Wait. Somebody's wife is named Pia. Steve Vai's wife is named Pia. That didn't help you at all, did it?
He plays
guitar.
Guitar,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Thanks. James does a song from Sammy Hagar from heavy metal, which I believe was 1980. I had that giant double album when I was a kid, and I only listened to the first album on it because that's where the heavy metal song was. He comes out on stage. There should be a warning. Warning, Zakk Wylde is about to appear on stage. Everybody stand back.
You were like, is that Zakk Wylde? And I'm like, are you really asking me?
Well,
I don't know.
All right, I'm not a big Zakk Wylde fan. I don't have any Black Label Society albums. I bought my last Ozzy album long ago in my teens, and it's amazing he's still making the damn things. But that's not somebody I expect to see wander out on stage in American Idol. And playing bass, here's Lemmy from Motorhead. No. Zakk Wylde just shambles out playing a 31-year-old song with a 20-year-old kid on American Idol. It was a weird moment, but
maybe Eddie Van Halen was busy. Or I mean,
Eddie Van Halen is never busy. All right, he's got just ring the number. It kind of reminded me of Adam Lambert a couple of years ago. We make a lot of Lambert references on this podcast. I'm well aware of this. He had more charisma than anybody else that's been on the show in recent memory, good and bad. I mean, you loved him or you hated him. Everybody knew Adam Lambert. You know, you either thought he was the best thing on the show or just a freak, but you remember him. You remember how the celebrities would come on the show to perform and they would all want to hang out with Adam Lambert? Remember, they would come on, and he would be the one. We would see, like, the pictures. Like, all the American Idol cast would be around him, and there'd be, like, one picture of Adam Lambert with whoever the singer was that week.
And Danny Gokey would be standing over in the corner as far away from Adam Lambert as he could get.
Little angry pigpen lines of hate radiating off his body. James, I didn't even know they knew Zakk Wylde. I didn't know Zakk Wylde would answer phone calls from American Idol. But James comes out. He does heavy metal. It's not a popular song. Unless you're from that era. I don't know how he knows it. I thought he did a good job. A lot of people love James. I like him. I there's nobody in this cast that I love right now. There's just various shades of like. I like Paul. I like Casey. I think their song choice is killing them. I like Scotty. I'd like to see him sing something that's not pure country or from the movie Pure Country, for that matter. I like Lauren when she's singing appropriate songs. I like Jacob about half the time. I think Haley is way over her head, and I think Stefano is the devil. Okay, he's not that bad. He's trying hard, but that's the problem. He's trying too hard. James, a lot
feel
of people
sorry
like James.
For him in a way, even though I don't necessarily like him and don't think he should be there. I mean, he really knew that he should have been going home last
right.
week, and he said that it was a hard night for him because I guess he felt. Like everybody was looking at him and saying, how in the hell are you still here? And Pia's
right.
gone.
You know, and he lives in the bottom three and he just keeps surviving and nobody knows how. He's like the little team in the NCAA.
Oh, I know how. Didn't you see his family out there in the audience? They were the most enthusiastic people there. It was actually kind of cute.
They were holding up some sign from wherever he was
Wooddale or Oak. I don't know what. Yeah. Wood Oaks.
Love Stefano. Like, oh, that's it. It must be a very big
town. Must be voting for him.
Anyway, James closed out. What'd you think about it?
I thought he did a good job. I don't think that's a song that Middle America is going to care much for, which is the reason why that I immediately said I'm voting for James tonight. Because I don't want him to go home. And who knows, since Pia went home last week, God knows what can happen. So I actually did vote for James, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 times.
Whatever the legal limit is on that.
I don't think there is a limit, but I have unlimited texting on my phone, so.
Okay.
Let's hope that they haven't found some way around that and they still charge a couple bucks per text.
All right, so we're to the end of the show now. You got a bottom three, top three?
Oh, bottom three. Stefano, Haley, Paul.
I would go, yeah, I'd go with those three. Now, that, let me say, that's...
Come on, man. Let's mix it up. You got to disagree with me here.
I'm going to do this. I think those were my bottom three, because Stefano just can't put emotion into the songs. Haley sang something, and Paul both, they sang something that was not appropriate for their voices or their ages. That being said, in predicting the bottom three for this week, I'll go Stefano, Casey, Haley.
I could see that.
Because I think Casey is, he's being true to himself, which is great, but that's not going to get Middle America to vote for
you. No, it's not. And Casey is not Pia, okay? If he gets voted off tomorrow night, I don't see the same outrage and, you know, him being asked to be on the Tonight Show and everything that Pia's been on in the last week.
I love jazz. You know that. And you
yes,
don't. You detest
God, yes.
it. Right. Okay, even think of the worst American Idol album that you can think of. Think of whatever Justin released. That would still sell more copies than a Casey jazz album. Jazz is just not big, and that's what he's bringing. And I appreciate that, but you're not in a jazz competition. You're not at a jazz festival. You're on American Idol. And it's okay. It would have been okay to do In the Air Tonight with a jazz feel. But you did a jazz song with a jazz feel.
Actually, I would have liked to have heard what Casey would have done with it. I love that song. Still one of my favorite songs.
When I have a band that I love and they do covers, I want it to sound like them.
He could have played the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo on the bass.
Well, you heard him scat singing along with his bass licks. Yeah. That's great. You know who doesn't like that? Girls. Girls and people on Facebook and anybody under the age of like 37, they don't get that. They don't appreciate it. It's not, you know, it ain't easy. It's, you know, there ain't no frets on that giant stand-up bass. It's very impressive, but it's not casual appeal impressive that you need to stay on American Idol.
What do you think about the whole being true to yourself as far as American Idol goes?
If you're on American Idol, you cannot be true to yourself. I've worked on television. No one on television is true to themselves. Hey, Anderson Cooper, how's that boy girlfriend? Never mind. You can't, if you're on TV, you are to paraphrase the old joke, we know what you are. We're just haggling over the price. And if you're selling out to be on American Idol, to be the next American Idol, you have to factor in that America wants a certain type of American Idol. They don't want an Adam Lambert. They want a Chris Allen. They don't even want a Crystal Bower Sox or a Daughtry. They want, in many ways, the blandest thing they can find. They want unsalted chicken noodle soup.
Safe.
Yes, they want safe. And you got to play it safe. You can't win American Idol this week, but you can lose it. And with Pia gone, there's no favorite. Anybody can come and go. This is like, it's a Scream 4's coming out this week. This is like the opening scene of Scream, where Drew Barrymore gets whacked. Oh. I don't want to spoil it for anybody that hadn't watched it 15 years later.
Stucky.
Yeah. but this is the opening scene where the person you thought was headlining the movie and was going to be there at the end of American Idol is gone, and now you don't know what the hell's going on. Anybody can come, anybody can go. And if you want to be true to yourself, then go find a record label that will let you do that. Go find a producer who believes in you. Go find a manager or an agent who believes in what you do and can get you to those places. There's no jazz on American Idol.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'll stop. There's very little country on American Idol. You have to be, in some ways, you have to be good, you have to be talented, and you have to be extremely unoffensive.
Yeah, you know, Carrie Underwood is definitely the anomaly there. Right. And I think it's because she's a girl. You know, she's very attractive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of her songs have kind of a pop feel to them or whatever. But, you know, and she's huge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
well, remember when she was on the show, Simon said, "You will be the biggest American Idol ever," because Simon understood you're going to hit that country audience. And if you can, good Lord, if you can have a hit in country music, do it. Even if you got to be Bon Jovi and, you know, shack up with Sugarland along the way, do it, because the country audience is very loyal and they will buy anything and everything that you put out. And you were always there. It's not as much as it used to be because country's kind of crossed over with pop. But yeah, she's Carrie Underwood is big for a variety of reasons. One of them is American Idol, and the other is the fact that she was the only good idol that sang country.
Do I have John Bon Jovi to blame for Sugarland?
Yes. Well, no.
For them sticking around?
They already had a hit or two, but that's probably it.
Well, then she wrote that song about him.
Stay? Yeah, probably so.
Allegedly. Allegedly, in my opinion.
That would be a good
name.
Which
is actually a really awesome song to sing about some guy that's cheating on his wife with you or whatever. I was really surprised by how many women got on board with that song and just really, really loved it.
As bad as hip hop music is, the little Chris Rock bit about stick a dick in her ear and the girls are all still dancing to it. Cause,
he ain't okay, talking about me.
He ain't talking about me. Yeah. Country music is the same way. Okay, we've gone around about this. The Lady Antebellum booty call song.
Oh, now don't be talking bad about my song.
It's
I heard that three times on the radio today.
Okay, there's a very fine line between it's a quarter after one, I'm a little drunk and I need you now. And then later on when she doesn't come over and you go to the next name on your list and you do the Chris Brown thing and go, it's 3 a.m, you know I'm horny.
Sing it for us.
It's 3 a.m, you know I'm horny. Heard it on Saturday Night Live. We backed it up. What did he just say? Did he just say horny?
Yeah.
Is this a Lonely Island song? What are we hearing here?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. You can't get on American Idol and sing it's 3 a.m, you know I'm horny. That won't work. You can't challenge the general collective consciousness. Now remember, as a country, we don't really have great taste. You know, we can put TV shows on the air like The Sopranos and The Shield, you know, in long-standing shows like that. But still, there's a lot of just middle America, middle of your brain stuff. According to Jim, ran for like 12 years. We don't like things that step outside of that bubble as a whole, as a giant society. We do individually, but American Idol, you can't appeal to the fringe segments and pull in 24 million viewers. They want to appeal to everybody. And so you get safe songs, you get safe singers. And the whole question you asked me about being true to yourself, you can't do that and be on television. Really, you know, you can't be true to yourself and make any money at all most of the time. And that's why I'm here. And scene. Okay, I think the best performances. Ooh, I'm putting Jacob in my top three. I am. I'm sorry. I apologize to you.
I'm going to kick you in the shin when we get off here.
I'll go Jacob. I'll go Lauren. I thought the climb was good. And either James or Scotty. I'd actually go Scotty just because he didn't challenge himself at all. But it's, you know, he sounded like a country singer. I thought James was good, but that's not the greatest. It's a great heavy metal song, which he loves, but it's not a great song for his voice. It's not very challenging.
Right. That's not a song to showcase your voice.
No, that's a song to showcase Zach Wilde's guitar playing. I mean, that's probably the longest guitar solo we've ever had on American Idol. You don't vote for those.
I hate solos.
Hey, it could have been worse. Randy could have jumped up and thrown out a bass solo.
I was going to say a drum solo is the worst, but you're right.
No.
A bass solo is way worse.
No, no, no. A drum solo is at least challenging, sort of. Because
yeah, it's Tommy Lee, and he's
loud,
like
and he's upside
naked,
down and naked
and half and upside down, spinning over your head,
spewing hepatitis all over you. A bass solo is just
hey, that's good hepatitis.
Good hepatitis. A bass solo is just low register rumbling. That's just a good time to go get a soda, basically. I'm going to, you know, here's one from a new album. Go buy a t-shirt. All right, we're going to go do that now. Okay, anything else idol related? I'm going to say no then, so.
No, I guess not.
All right, and I'll reiterate, I don't think voting anybody off would surprise me at this point. I got a top three, I got a bottom three, but if you tell me that the bottom three is James and Scotty, I would not be that surprised.
No, I think after last week, nothing would be surprising, so, which is why I voted for James tonight.
I haven't voted for anybody ever.
I don't know what I'll do if they actually vote him off. I don't know what I would have to stick around for.
It'd be like that last
just to keep bitching about Jacob, probably.
Be the last 3 or 4 weeks of Big Brother after my favorite contestant gets voted off, and it's just a bunch of people I hate. It's just various shades of hatred. I'm like, who do I hate the least? All right, I want her to win. So, okay, there's your idol chatter for this week. We'll be back with a little Celebrity Apprentice coming up this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Busey's insane. We'll check that out. You can also download the podcasts, not only at Read About It and DonkeyTaco.com. You can do that as well at iTunes. There'll be a link somewhere on the site where you can just subscribe to that. So we appreciate those of you who are doing that. Okay, more coming up next week for the lovely Kimberly Kerr. I'm Reed Kerr. Thanks for listening.